all kinds of cool stuff. And here to talk to us about that and more is Margaret McCullough with the Ohio Scottish Gaines. Margaret, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk to you.
Well, tell us what's new this year at the Ohio Scottish Gaines. When we spoke to you last year, you guys had events lined up for just about every hour of those 2 days. What's new and exciting this year with the Ohio Scottish Gaines?
We've got our first dog show, the small Scottish dog, the Dinty Dentmore Scottish dog. We've got a number of them coming in for display. We also have a new band, new Celtic band coming up. The McKeons will be joining us. And returning this year from Scotland is Jamie Magoo, who goes under the official name of Little Fire, in addition to the American Rogues and Mad Modlin to play for us throughout the day.
Little Fire. How in the world did one come up with the nickname Little Fire? Any idea how that happened?
Well, he plays one whale of a guitar and sings beautifully. So I'm guessing it's the quick fingers on the guitar he came up with Little Fire. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, we'll just have to attend the Ohio Scottish Games and find out, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We do have something going on almost every hour. We've got the Kilted Mile again this year. We've got the welcoming opening ceremony starting at 11 o'clock. And we will have, we believe, around 20 pipe bands joining in for the opening ceremonies. They will all be playing together. And we will also have the parade of clans. All the different Scottish clans that are represented come out and welcome everyone to the games. So that starts at 11 o'clock. Around 11:15, 11:20, we will be having the demonstration for the big athletics. And these are the guys that toss the telephone pole or the caber. And they will be demonstrating that in front of the grandstand for us. We then go into the pipe band competition, and we've got Highland Dancer competition that will be going on starting about noon.
Well, you guys have a lot of things lined up, and as you mentioned, you've got something lined up for just about every hour of the day. But before the festivities begin on Saturday, you guys kick things off with the Ceilidh on Friday night. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, a Ceilidh is a Scottish party, basically. We've got a Scottish fair dinner, and then after that, we've got the McKeons who will be playing for us, and we will have some Scottish country dancing, and we will have some singing and maybe a little bit of Robert Burns poetry. So we just kind of, everyone sits around, has a lovely time. They don't sit around for long because I encourage all of them to get up and dance with us for the Scottish country dancing, which is very similar to square dancing.
Very cool stuff. Well, it sounds like the Ceilidh kind of kicks things into high gear. It gets everybody ready to rock and roll for Saturday. What all happens with the Parade of the Clans and the Clan Village? For those who have never been to one of these, could you give us an idea as to what that's all about?
The Parade of Clans, each clan has its own clan motto, and they parade in front of the grandstand, yell their clan motto to everyone, and then show their tartan colors. At the clan village, each clan has a table and a little area set up, and you can go and find out if you're a member of that clan or the interesting information about the clans, whether they're Highland clans or South clans or whether they come from the Isle of Skye or down around Glasgow or Edinburgh. They'll give you a history of their individual clans.
Again, we're talking with Margaret McCullough about the Ohio Scottish Games. They take place at the Lorain County Fairgrounds next weekend, June 22nd and 23rd. I want to get into some of the competitions. You alluded to a few of them earlier with the telephone toss or the saber toss, along with the Kilted Mile and the grass track bike trail as well. Give us an idea as to how many competitions you guys will have lined up. You guys have several different grades of competitions too, correct?
We do. We have the athletics have a professional athletic group, and then they've got an amateur group. And they have to do the three different categories. They have to throw a caber, which is a 6-foot, about 250-pound telephone pole. They have to throw it in front of themselves, and then it goes from a face of a clock. An accurate throw is going end over end and hitting at 12 o'clock directly in front of the thrower. If it goes to the left or to the right, they get a couple points off of it. They also have a sheath throw, which is a big bale of hay that they use a pitchfork and throw it over like a pole vault pole. And every time they're successful in throwing it, we raise the level of the pole. So they have to keep throwing it higher and higher over their shoulder. And then we have a stone throw that's a 26-pound stone that they shot put. And we measure the distance, and all three of those combined give us our athlete of the day.
Now, you guys have more than just athletics. You've got competitions ranging from the pipes and drums to the Highland dancing to the harp to the fiddle. What other kinds of competitions do you guys have? Seems like these get pretty intense.
They do. They can be very intense. We've got some individual piping competition where the pipers are world-renowned pipers competing against each other for the awards for piping, for snare drums, for pibroch, which is the ancient bagpiping. We also have the Highland dancers, and they go from 4- and 5-year-old little girls who are just starting to dance up to the premier 16-17-year-old girls who will dance the sword dance and do a Highland fling, and it's very entertaining and very fun to watch. Whether you understand the dances, they usually explain the different dances that the girls are competing in. And we have boys that compete also. We have some very talented Highland dancer young men that will be competing.
Well, you guys also have a lot of things for kids to do as well. That's one of the things I noticed also when taking a look at one of the things that you guys have. A little something for everyone, but I noticed for kids, you guys have a lot of cool things. And it ranges from, you know, being around some of the animals that you guys have there to some other things you have specifically designed for kids. What kinds of activities are available for the youngsters?
We have children's games where we've cut down some poles so the kids can practice doing their own caber toss. We have a tug of war that is always a big hit. And then we have about a quarter kilted mile that the kids run. And all of the kids receive some type of award for participating. And they wear those awards and ribbons proudly throughout the day. We also have a bounce house for the kids to play in. There is no additional charge for the bounce house. Once you get onto the grounds, everything is covered on price.
Free
and then
admission
we have
to the bounce house. That's
the
good
border
stuff.
Collies.
Well, no, I was just going to say free admission to the bounce house, Margaret. That's pretty awesome. That's worth the price of admission alone.
We try and get some of the adults to get in there, too. You know, we try not to exclude anybody. But we do have the border collies who three times a day we have a shepherd who brings his border collie and sheep and does a demonstration on the herding abilities of these beautiful dogs.
Well, I've got to ask you because I'm looking at all the things to do and the things that we should see. I'm thinking about the food, the Scottish fare. Is there a can't-miss item when you go to the Ohio Scottish Games? If there's one thing you go there you absolutely have to try, what would that item be?
Well, it would probably be the haggis. That is what we are known for. And haggis is like a non-spicy sausage. It isn't in a case. It's just loose. So if you opened up a piece of sausage and scooped out all the innards, that's kind of what our haggis looks like. We also have some excellent fish and chips. And shepherd's pie, which is a layered mashed potatoes, vegetables, and beef with a little bit of cheese on top of it baked.
Wow. Okay. That all sounds absolutely fantastic.
For the adults, we always will have some ice-cold beer and ice-cold homemade root beer for the younger kids.
Well, as you said earlier, there's something for everyone. I mean, if you're not into haggis, you can go fish and chips. If you're not into that, you can go shepherd's pie. There are adult beverages. There's root beer for the kids. So sounds like there's something for absolutely everyone. Margaret, it is always a pleasure to talk to you about the Ohio Scottish Games. Hopefully you guys get some cooperation from Mother Nature, and the weather is fantastic for you guys next weekend. Again, it's at the Lorain County Fairgrounds, June 22nd through the 23rd. Margaret, thank you again for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for talking with us, and you can track us down online for the at theohioscottishgames.com.
Simple enough, ohioscottishgames.com. Right. Margaret McCullough joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, telling us all about the Ohio Scottish Games.